Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, Pecan hold climate-focused hustings. A Speedwatch group focus on roads in Liss. A new pop-up shop is visiting Petersfield for 5 days. And we have details of events taking place around the Petersphere. I'll have details of those Petersfield stories after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Julian Assange has been released on bail from prison in London after negotiations over a plea deal with US prosecutors. The WikiLeaks founder will admit to violating America's Espionage Act, but won't face any further time behind bars. US authorities have long argued that the information published by WikiLeaks about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan puts lives at risk. The Met Police has denied a Daily Telegraph story suggesting it was the source of leaks about who placed alleged bets on the timing of the general election. The Gambling Commission is looking into claims that four Conservatives and a police protection officer are involved. A former Fujitsu engineer who helped design the Horizon software at the centre of the post office scandal faced questions for the first time today. Gareth Jenkins is a key figure in the inquiry into how hundreds of sub-postmasters were falsely accused of taking money from their branch accounts. Princess Anne has spent a second night in hospital where she's being treated for concussion after an accident on her Gloucestershire estate. The princess will miss tonight's state banquet with the Emperor and Empress of Japan. Buckingham Palace says she is expected to make a full recovery. At the Euros later, England face Slovenia in their final match of the group stage. They've already made it to the last 16 because of Spain's win against Albania last night. Manager Gareth Southgate says he is confident England will deliver an improved performance.
We're not hiding from anything and we're not making any excuses at all. That's not the culture we have as a group. So there's been very honest appraisal of what we've done. And very clear on where we need to be better and how we're going to do that.
Meanwhile, reigning champions Italy have qualified for the second round after scoring a last-minute equaliser against Croatia. Also in Group B, Spain's men beat Albania 1-0, leaving Croatia almost certain to be eliminated. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Stephen Davis.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Sally Copps at Petersfield Shine Radio. Petersfield Climate Action Network held a climate-focused hustings event. Prospective parliamentary candidates for East Hampshire discussed their manifesto commitments on climate change and nature. The event took place at the Festival Hall's Rose Room and was chaired by former senior civil servant Sir David Normington.
We had a great atmosphere in the room. It was quite a robust discussion at times. There's probably about 120 people there, according to our clicker. So it was well attended, and what really struck me was how passionate people were about the cause, about climate change and nature. And you never know who's going to come to these meetings, and clearly there were people who really care passionately. They asked some good questions, and you know, we got through quite a lot of topics. There was definitely a sort of an impatience among people to get on with stuff and get things done. One or two of the candidates were very articulate in explaining what needs to be done and how we really need to get motoring on stuff. You know, we know what we need to do, and I think that message came across pretty strongly. I hope that whoever wins the election, we don't know who it's going to be, but whoever it is will remember the evening because they'll be voting on our behalf in Westminster.
Liss Speedwatch is asking for insight from local residents on where the main concern is for speeding. Residents in Liss have been asked to map where they think the biggest concerns are in their village at the recent Liss Village Festival. The group will compile the information to get clear guidance on where best to place fixed point speed indicators. They're hopeful that these will be on a number of their roads. We find out more from Liss Speedwatch.
The individual public have come along and put pins, coloured pins, in the roads where they feel that the highest speed incidence is occurring, and we use this data to go and take a temporary speed sign and check what traffic is coming past on these roads and what speeds they're performing, and we can then provide enough information to get to the police to advise who's the main offenders in this instance. We're compiling as much information as we can, and we hope to have fixed point speed indicators on a number of these roads in the not too distant future.
A new pop-up shop is coming to Petersfield for 5 days only. Three businesses have come together for 5 days with a common theme of art and crafts. Local shop Sage and Salt Studios and interior designs Berry Bell and Floral Lifestyle will bring an emporium of handmade gifts. We hear from Jess Levitt from Floral Lifestyle.
We will fill up a shop in Petersfield for 5 days. It'll be accessed through Sage and Salt Studio, and we'll take up that space for those 5 days and make it into an emporium of gifts, homewares, things for you to have for yourself, things for you to gift, and all that kind of thing. My other half, he grew up in Petersfield, so I've been visiting here for near on 15 years, and it's a lovely town. And I thought, nope, I want to do one in Petersfield, let's give it a go. And that's when Sarah Jane from Sage and Soul, my father-in-law, actually went to her and said, do you know anywhere? And she was like, actually, I do. It's through my shop.
And here's Maggie with the details of the latest events happening across the Petersphere.
There is a lot going on in the Petersphere this week. At the Petersfield Festival Hall on Tuesday the 25th, the new Savoy Cinema are showing Poor Things, and on Wednesday, The Marvels is showing. Both start at 7:30pm. B-Dales have a new musical called Rick, showing on Thursday the 29th and Friday the 28th, starting at 7:30pm. Entry is free. Also starting on Friday the 28th, there is a weekly Ukrainian art class being taught in Ukrainian at St. Lawrence Church Hall in Petersfield, starting at 5pm until 6:30pm. Booking is required. And at Gallery Number 30 in Petersfield, there is an acoustic open mic night. Doors open at 6:45pm, so if you fancy a sing, go along and have a lovely time. For details of all these events and others, please visit shineradio.uk.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
Good morning from me, Chris Skinner, with the weather across the Petersphere. It will be a sunny start to the day, changing to cloudy by the afternoon, so make sure you have your sunscreen handy. Sunrise is at 4:51am and sunset is at 9:22pm. Temperatures will reach highs of 26 degrees today. Winds are southeasterly with speeds up to 4 miles per hour. And down on the water, low tide is at 7:39am and high tide of 4.57 metres is at 2:53pm. The UV rating is high and pollen levels are very high. And then into Wednesday, where it will be another sunny and sunscreen day all day and temperatures of 27 degrees. Have an amazing day.
Shine Time with the children of Sheet Primary School.
It's 8 minutes past eight.
Shine Time is sponsored by Jacobs and Hunt, the multi-award-winning Petersfield estate and lettings agent, for great customer service and giving back to the community. Songs that shine forever. The brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.